even President Obama, when we were doing the Chorus Agreement, he was against the Chorus Agreement when he was running for president. And then once he became president, they made some, I would say, some tweaks to the agreement, and he was then in favor of it, and he moved forward. My feeling on this would be is, you know, if you walked into the USDA today, and if you walked into the USDA in February or March, the things they're working on as far as trade access, trade policy, you couldn't tell which administration would be in there. The majority of the people working both at the USDA and the USTR are working to advance our interests, which are very much in the pro-trade arena. I think that as far as the lame duck situation is concerned, I think this is that's everyone's fervent wish that this would get done at the lame duck, as other countries are looking at TPP and in their diets or in their parliaments, they're looking at passing these. So this is important, because once more countries pass TPP as in its present form, there's going to be less ability to make any tweaks to it from our standpoint. So I think that actually the Japanese parliament, their diet, decided that, and the prime minister decided that they will delay. So I see that as positive from the standpoint that does give us a little bit of time. But I think to all of us in the agricultural industry, when we take a look at what TPP means for us, how we are disadvantaged by our worthy competition in this respect, especially Australia, where they have well over a 10% advantage now on their beef going into Japan. As we look at Japan and we take a look at the Europeans, Phil Hogan, who is the Commissioner of Agriculture in the EU, Japan and Europe right now and the EU are looking at trying to complete their version of TPP, a free trade agreement between the EU and Japan, which would have tremendous momentum for them when it comes to the pork area. So by not doing anything, we're getting behind. And so for us that are fervently working to advance our interests internationally as far as beef and pork and lamb exports, getting TPP done sooner than later is the best option for us.